Hey, welcome everyone. Welcome everyone. This is David Nickel from the Gaia Field Project. Thank you so much for joining us for this Wise USA meditation and taking the time at this critical moment to come together in community to call in grace into the consciousness of America for the benefit of all life on Earth. We do this series on the new and full moons. There's two more after this one, the full moon on October 16 and then the new moon on October 30th. On the full moon, we do the call with Cynthia Jewers from the Earth Treasure Vase Global Healing Project. So we hope you can join us for that one as well. Today is actually what they call a black moon. It's the second new moon in the calendar month, which is a rare event. And according to many Earth-centered traditions, the time of the black moon is especially powerful for setting intentions and doing practices like the ones we're doing today. So we'll have a certain amplification that we're riding on in terms of the cycles of the moon. The new moon, of course, being generally a time to set intentions for the cycle ahead. So we're working with that. We are launching next week another aspect of the Wise USA campaign. We're calling it the Liberty Bell Minute campaign. In World War II, there was a project that came to be known as the Big Ben Minute. Every night at 9 p.m. on the BBC radio, they would play Big Ben chiming nine times before reading the 9 o'clock news. And at that time, they asked people throughout the British Commonwealth to observe a minute of silence, specifically to come together to create a strengthening of the resolve of the Allied forces during the ordeal of war. And it was embraced at the highest level of English society by Winston Churchill, by the King of England, by the Archbishop of Canterbury, and it was on the official program of BBC Radio. And so in that spirit, we're launching the Liberty Bell Minute at this time of great importance in our country, and it will be a daily practice, 9 p.m. Eastern, 1 minute, and if you sign up for it, you can get a text and or email reminder that comes every day just before the meditation, and it will contain a link to a simple 1 minute video meditation to support your practice, so we'll all come together at that time. So we'll be sending out invitations when next week when that project is ready. So look for those. And our intention is to, in this last month leading up to the election, to really build this field far and wide, to bring together many, many people to create this portal that will allow divine grace to come into the field at this time. Those of you who have been following this series for the last few months will know that we've been doing these meditations in a way that brings through certain specific qualities of our deeper nature into the collective field. And so we've worked with specific qualities like compassion and joy and strength and peace, specifically focusing on building a collective field that is infused with those qualities and then offering them into the field of the United States. So we'll be continuing with that process today with a new quality that's focusing on the aspect of will. And we'll you'll connect with that in the meditation. It'll be a way to guide you into that space. So for those of you who have not done this practice before, we'll do a guided meditation here shortly. It will be the core of our call. And then we will, when we're finished with the meditation, open the calls for sharing. And this can be a really helpful, valuable part of the call where we get to build our field of collective wisdom together. And the invitation is to share what you might feel moved to share that arose for you in the practice, a deeper insight, a vision, a prayer, a blessing. And that way we get to sort of harvest the fruits of the practice together. And then we'll just come back for a simple close. And there will be an opportunity as well at the end to continue the process of sharing in small breakout groups of 3 or 4 people. Not everyone, of course, will have the chance to share just because of the numbers that we have on the call, but it can be a really great way to connect.
Okay, I think we lost David here. he'll be back in just a minute. So this is Barrett Meister, conference, the conference provider. When he comes back, we'll bring him back in. But why don't we hear from the participants as David be coming back on. Press 1 on your keypad, and we'll bring you the mic, and maybe we can hear from you, and you can share a little bit about what's been most useful for you in this program. So again, this is Barry Meister Conference. Press 1 on your keypad, and we'll bring you the mic. Okay, let's go to Deborah. Hi, Deborah. Thank you so much.
Hi. Thank you so much for doing this call. The thing that it's done for me is help me feel connected with you and this field and have the courage to be more visible and vocal with my own views and support of a candidate. As a highly sensitive, very introverted person, I was really reluctant, but being part of this has given me just courage to stand in my own truth more visibly and vocally.
That's really great. Thank you so much, Deborah. And David, you're back now. We just had heard from one of the people, and I think we have one more person queued up of what they would like, what they're getting out of it. Should we go to them too?
Let's just continue, Barry. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So we lost you, and you're back now. Welcome.
Okay. Sorry about that, folks. This is live, the beauty of live events. But here we are. So I was just saying, I think that there'll be the option at the end to connect in small groups, and that can be a nice way to keep the sharing going in a more intimate setting to make the connection. It's really important, it feels, at this time to have that sense of connection, to build that connection, and especially with this sort of practice, to be able to be in a small group to share what emerged in your inner world when we go into these spaces together. So that will be at the end of our call. So, okay, but for now, we'll go into our practice. And so invite you, wherever you are, to start to settle, to close your eyes, to take a few deep breaths. Be in a posture that's comfortable, to be in a relaxed and upright position for the next 30, 40 minutes. And let's just take a few deep breaths and just give space to whatever's here, whatever's present. Embracing whatever's real for you, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, letting your experience be just exactly as it is. please now bring your awareness into your heart center in the middle of your chest and just take a few breaths in and out of your heart space. Gently energizing your heart, remembering your heart, room to whatever's in your heart. Opening to a sense of gratitude for being able to come together in this moment with like-minded people, different parts of the country, different parts of the world. Shared intention. Please now bring your awareness down into your legs and your feet and just start to sense the contact that you make with the ground, with the earth. Then sending your awareness down into the earth as if you were sending down etheric roots. Reach very deeply into the earth. They make contact with the very core of the earth. Sense the resonance between the core of the earth, center of the earth's energy field, and your own heart as the center of your energy field. From this place of alignment and resonance with the earth, please open to the light from the sun and the stars. Receiving this cosmic energy streaming into your being, into your body, illuminating you, cleansing you, purifying you with its radiance. I invite you to see and feel that light surrounding you, creating a healthy boundary that brings protection and integrity to your whole system. Present here as your very deepest and highest self. Now start to extend your awareness to everyone who's present on this call. Sensing our group field, transforming through our awareness of each other's presence. And let's include all those who will participate in this meditation later via the recording. they see and feel a vast membrane of light around our whole group field, drawing all of us even deeper into a common sacred space. Welcome into this field our relations from the earth realms, minerals, plants, the animals. Being permeable to their life-giving energy and their wisdom. Welcome into this field, allies from subtle realms of spirit. We call forth those ancestors and beings of light that share our intention. Forth. Joy and compassion to the field of the United States for the benefit of all life on Earth. Open together. The great mystery. By many names, source of all, that which permeates all. Silent field and invite you to bring your awareness back to your own location, your own self. And I want to invite you to start to connect with quality of will, quality of determination. Capacity to continue to show up over time, unshakable, solid, steadfast, service of what's true and what's real. That commitment to what's essential and true. And good. And I want to invite you to start to connect with this quality, to see and feel this quality as a molten silver presence. Molten silver light and presence filling your being, your body, steady, solid, pure. Now I want to invite you to start to have the sense that this part of you, part of your essence, this molten silver presence, will, starting to extend from your location, from your body, your being, coming into the center of our field. Start to have the sense of your molten silver essence mixing and merging with the molten silver essence of all the others. Flowing together, one will. Of our field. Starting to create a solid pillar of presence, of molten silver presence. Steady. Solid, movable, unshakable. Our collective commitment remain true. And just keeping your attention at the center of our field. Noticing our collective presence there, this golden silver pillar of our collective will. Starting to become its own source. Solidity, purity, steadfastness. I invite you to sense this great pillar of our collective will. Down into the very core of the earth, being connected, our group will being connected to the very core of the earth, this molten silver presence going down through our into the very core of the earth. An immense strength that persists over time. Service of the real. invite you to sense your own resonance with this great pillar of will at the center of our field, to feel how you can leave and start to come into resonance with this pillar of will in your own body, your own being. It's its support for your own determination to be loyal to what's true. Supporting each other and coming into that alignment. And I want to invite you to bring your awareness back to this pillar, golden silver pillar of will in the center of our field. Sensing the immensity of this presence. Start to have the sense that this molten silver presence starts to expand from this pillar to spill out from the center of our field and start to inexorably spill into the consciousness of the United States of America, sensing this molten silver presence, this purity, this integrity, this commitment, starting to extend all throughout the United States. Going where it's needed. Entering in at a very deep level of consciousness. Strengthening the commitment of people everywhere to remain with what's real and essential, to be steadfast, just spend a few minutes in silence to allow this process to unfold. Allow whatever emerges spontaneously in your awareness as we stay with this meditation. we the people, the ancestors of our great-great-grandchildren, call forth the deepest wisdom, greatest joy, and the highest compassion in the heart and soul of America for the benefit of all life on Earth for the next seven generations. May wisdom prevail in the United States of America. Peace prevail on Earth. Please gently bring your awareness back to your own body, your own location, feeling your feet on the floor, feeling grounded, feeling your sovereignty as an autonomous individual. So we're going to move into the sharing phase of the practice. So if you feel moved to share an insight, vision, prayer, blessing, please press 1 on your keypad. And as you do your sharing, just say your name, where you're calling from, and then your offering. And then when you're finished, just say thank you so we'll know you're complete.
Okay. Our first person, I hope I pronounced it right. I'm just going to spell it A-Z-I-M-A. Welcome.
Thank you. Azima from Silver City, New Mexico. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. Shanti, shanti, shanti.
Thank you, Seema.
If you'd like to share, just press 1 on your telephone keypad or device you use to dial in, and we'll bring you the mic. Next, we're going to go to Christine. Welcome.
Yes, thank you very much. And I feel so grateful for this field that we're creating. And I can, in my being, there are waves of peace and calmness. And it feels like I'm just a vast ocean of the presence. And I am so grateful. Thank you. I am complete.
We have plenty of space and time. If you're interested, just press 1 on your keypad. It'll indicate you'd like to share it. I'll bring you the mic. Okay, next we're going to go to Annie. Hi, Annie. Welcome.
Hello. I'm calling from the center of Oregon right now. I'm in RV. I've been able to listen to a few of your meditations, and others I've had to listen as a later webcast, but I've stayed in touch, and I feel the connection. I'm looking out now at birds just swarming around the clouds, and can certainly feel the peace that you've offered and that we are all connected in the Gaia field to project to the world. And I thank you.
Thank you so much, Annie. Great to have you with us.
Okay, next we're going to go to, I think it's Raya, R-I-A.
Rhea.
Rhea, welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I saw a hummingbird rise from our connection, and in some native traditions, the hummingbird speaks to the Creator and brings our finest and highest aspirations. So I thank you for this connection, and my greatest wish is for unity, harmony, equality, and peace.
Thank you, Rhea. Beautiful.
Okay, next we'll go to Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, this is Jenny from Northampton, Massachusetts, and I found myself thinking or imaging people who I fear are acting from a different place than alignment and the highest. And I found myself, and I don't know if enjoying is the right word, but finding depth in kind of imagining them feeling alignment. So for me, someone who, well, I won't say specifics, I'll just say just imagining that. I also felt the difficulty of that alignment because I had this image of many people kind of leaning forward, rushing, so that the sense of being upright and being able to be full of that access is more challenging because we're rushing. There's a sort of forward slant. But I found I don't know the words. It felt good to just not feel, just to feel that presence with people who I have kind of considered as very different from me. I'm done.
Thank you, Jenny. That's great. Thank you.
Thanks, Jenny. So a reminder, if you like the microphone and you want to share, just press one on your keypad. Next, we'll go to Mary. Hi, Mary.
I'm Mary from Milwaukee. I'm aware of and in awe of the energies of the universe, and I'm grateful to be able to participate in this opportunity to support the positive intentions of our upcoming election for the benefit of our country and our planet. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, nobody currently in the queue, but again, press 1. We'll bring in the mic when you're ready. Okay, we're going to go to, I hope I pronounced it right. Is it Harta?
Martha.
Martha.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
In the beginning of the meditation, when we were asked to just sit and be present with whatever we were feeling, I entered into the call feeling fear, and it soon gave way to faith. I'm complete.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Martha. Next, we'll go to Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hi. This is Linda from the Ozarks in Missouri. And I especially felt the animal and plant beings come forward. And I'm grateful to be here.
Thank you, Linda. Great.
Okay, we're going to go back to, I hope I pronounced it right. Is it Azima? A-Z-I-M-A?
Azima.
Welcome again.
I've been focusing on sending light to all of the situations in this country and beyond that are troubled. And this morning, when I looked at Facebook, there was so much reporting of darkness and complaining about things that I said, okay, I'm turning off Facebook for a while, and was saying I need to build my strength for sending the positive energy, and this process has just really done it for me. So I'm feeling very, very glad that I was able to tune in. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Thank you.
Anybody else? Just press one. Hear from you.
I'll just share what I was struck by today. For some reason, was really connecting with the power of our aligned intention and just being aware of just how strong that is when we can come together and sense that alignment and that what we put out into the universe, you know, when we come together that way is just extremely strong, and that was just coming home to me today.
Okay, we're going to go to Rose. Hi, Rose. Welcome.
Hello. Just wanted to say how grateful I am to you and to everyone gathered on this call. I think it's so important to recognize that all that we perceive as chaos that's going on in our world is just the misqualified energies of separation that are coming up for us to clear, to forgive, to transmute. And it's calls like this where we do the work collectively, and it's so powerful. And again, I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We'll go to Sharon. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, I'm calling from Southern California. This is Sharon Lachey, founder of the Be Triumphant Victory Tour. And it's very exciting to be a part of this and to know that there are beings with intention that are in the human form, as well as those that are more predominantly in the spirit form, working together to bring forth the peace that's desired, that was part of the original intention of humanity on this earth at this time. And I had a chance to travel recently over into Europe, and I realized that the power of our imagination, that imagination is the images we create in our life. And through this meditation, I was able to join in with all of you to send out a vibration of thought and vision and possibility of a true desire for peace and unity throughout our world and throughout humanity. And so I would encourage everyone to continue to expand on these thoughts that you've experienced through this meditation today, and continue to come from that peaceful, loving place in your heart. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Cheryl.
Anybody else? Press one of your keypads. Love to hear from you when you're ready. Okay, we have Evelyn. Welcome.
Hi, it's Evelyn in Sacramento. And I was kind of surprised when we moved from the more active part of the meditation to the more open space, that the images that were first coming to me were tractors and seeming to be like in the heartland, not California, but Midwest. And then the other experience I had was feeling a little daunted, despite the power of that core of will, when I moved to a place of greater awareness of how it appears right now in our country. And I really took courage from the memory of so many of our great figures, our people like Jefferson and John Adams and some of the great Native American leaders and great African American leaders, Cesar Chavez. It was really, it was empowering to recall that kind of courage and commitment and compassion that they had. It strengthened me. Thank you.
That's awesome. Thanks, Evelyn. So, it might be there's no more hands. Are there any more hands right now, Barry?
Not at the moment, David.
Okay, so maybe that's a good place for us to transition here. And as I said, for those of you who would like to, after we do our close here, if you'd like to stay on and connect in a small group of three or four to continue the process of sharing in a more intimate way, then please hit 3 on your keypad, and Barry will put you into those small groups for, you know, the 10-15 minutes just to talk in that setting. So that's like 3 on your keypad if you'd like to be in those small groups. But let's just, for now, I just want to invite us all to just to take another 20 seconds just in silent gratitude to each other. I am truly grateful to all of you for being here, taking time to create this beautiful space together, and to all the beings that we called in, the field itself, as a way of sealing this part of the call, this meditation for today, and then we'll say goodbye and can go into the breakout groups if you choose to. Thank you so much, everyone. It's goodbye for now from me, from David, and we'll see you next time. And again, if you'd like to be in the breakout groups, please press 3 on your keypad, and Barry will put you there. Until then, namaste, everyone.